Granny's at me. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lyman Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric finally managed to adopt a philosophic attitude toward his lost love, Clarabel Seastrunk. But Abner, in helping Cedric arrive at this point of view, got himself into the doghouse with his wife, Elizabeth. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store and library, and Abner is telling his woes to Lum.
She wouldn't hardly talk to you, huh?
No, sir. Every time I'd ask Elizabeth a question at breakfast this morning, Lum, why, she'd just look the other way or else start talking to little Pearl. She talked to me through Pearl all the time, is what she done at breakfast.
Talk to you through Pearl?
Yeah. She wouldn't talk to me, you know. She'd say to Pearl, say, ask Mr. Peabody if he'd care for another biscuit, and ask your pa if he wants another egg, and all such as that. Maybe little Pearl asked me, you know.
Well, exactly how did all this start, Abner? What's Elizabeth upset about?
Well, there ain't nothing for her to be upset about, Mom. Well, it is not actual. You see, here's what started the whole thing. You know, the other day I heard that Elizabeth was helping Ms. Barton make a wedding dress for Mildred. That's Ms. Barton's daughter, you know. She's going to get married.
Yeah, I heard about that. Her and the oldest Macmillan boy, one that's in the army.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, anyway, I heard that Elizabeth was going to sew on a train. And, naturally, I thought...
And you thought she was going to get on a railroad train and do the sewing?
Well, how do you know that?
Well, after trying to explain things to you for the last 190 years, it ain't hard to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else in this world would have known that she meant the train of Mildred's wedding dress.
Well, I never knowed it. And so, naturally, I got sort of mad at Elizabeth for traipsing around the country on a train. Or, leastways, that's what I thought she was going to do. And, well, one thing led to another, and I wound up and not going home for supper that night. Went home with Cedric instead, head over at their place.
Well, what in the world did you do that for?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon it was mostly that I just wanted to show Cedric how to handle women folks.
For goodness sake, you're a fine one to be trying to learn Cedric a thing like that.
Huh?
Looks like you ain't learned it yourself yet. And after all these years, too.
Well, now, I never had no trouble before.
Now you can see why I've stayed single all these years. You don't ever hear me having no trouble with no women.
No.
Just go through life my own sweet way, easy and comfort, and just paddle my own canoe down the river of life.
Paddle your own canoe?
Yeah. Granny, that sounds sort of poetic the way I said it.
Well, when did you get a canoe, Lum?
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Let's not get into that. I don't mean I actually got a canoe.
What is it, a rowboat?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Well, who you fixing to take for a boat ride, Miss Frederick? Well, I thought you said you never had nothing to do with women.
Well, I don't. That's what I meant when I said I paddled my own canoe.
Well, if you're going to do the paddling yourself, Lum, it must be a woman you're taking along in. Because if it's me, why, you'd make me do the rowing. You always do, and you know it.
Well, you don't have to worry about who's going to do the rowing this time, because I ain't taking Miss Fredericks or no other woman for a boat ride.
You ain't?
Of course not.
Well, who are you taking, then?
I ain't taking nobody.
Not nobody at all?
No, not a soul.
Well, I dog it. I'll tell you what I'll do then, Lum. I'll go with you.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes, I will. I'll do it. I'll be proud to do it, Lum. Now, there ain't no sense of you rowing around that mill pond all by yourself. That ain't no fun, and you know it.
Well, I never said it was fun.
Why, of course it ain't. You wanted me to go all the time, didn't you? I know it. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take some fishing tackle along, do some fishing, too.
Abner, sometimes I don't see how you do it.
Oh, well, it ain't hard to do. See, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll run across the street there to Dick Huddleston's and borrow his fishing tackle. Then we can close up the store sort of early tonight, get an early start, you know, and get out there about the shank of the evening when they're biting a bit. And, wait a minute, I better make a phone call here first.
Phone call?
Yeah, I'll phone right now.
Well, just a minute here. Who are you calling?
Recollect that time that Cedric and Mr. Barton went fishing about a week ago, Lon? They said the fish was biting something wonderful out there. Hello? Is that you, Pearl? Well, listen, honey. Tell your mama that I won't be home for supper tonight. No. That Alon's got a new boat, and we're going fishing in it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, no, no, she needs to wait supper. More likely won't get home till late, tell her. All right, honey. Goodbye.
For goodness sake. What'd you go and do a thing like that for, Abner?
Huh?
Look at all the trouble you got yourself into for not going home for supper the other night.
Oh, well, maybe this'll make Elizabeth sorrowful for treating me the way she's been doing. This might just learn her a lesson not to go around not speaking to me, you know it?
Well, it won't work out that way, Abner, I can tell you that. Women ain't like that.
Ain't, huh?
You're just asking for more trouble, that's all you're doing. Now, you just better call Elizabeth up and explain the whole thing to her and to... Oh. Hello, Mousie.
Hello, Lon. Abner.
Yeah, honey, Mousie.
Call her up, Abner, and tell
her that
I've
got some dandy new greeting cards written up there, Lon. Oh, they're just dandies.
Well, that's fine. Go on now, Abner. Call her up and tell her
that... Yes, sir, they're sure dandies. That's what they are. They're dandies.
Mousie, quit interrupting me. Can't you see I'm talking to Abner?
Yes, sir.
Well, here, I better get on over to Dick's and get that fishing tackle before it's too late. I'll be back quicker than I can.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Come back here.
I won't be gone long. Here, you better start packing up a lot.
Hey, Abner, come back here. One, two, good.
Are you and Abner going fishing, Lon?
Abner thinks we are, but we ain't. That feller's got an imagination that outcaps anything I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid it's going to get him in a lot of trouble with his woman this time.
Oh, is he having trouble with his wife?
Yeah, Elizabeth won't hardly speak to him, he says.
Well, you know, sometimes Gussie gets that way. She won't speak to me for a whole day at a time.
She won't?
No, sir.
Well, what do you do to try to get her over it?
Well, nothing. You see, those are the days that I enjoy most, Lon.
Enjoy?
Yes, sir. That's the only time that I can get any work done. You know, Gussie's a wonderful woman and all, Lon, but sometimes... Well, no, I better not tell you, I guess.
Better not tell what?
Well, sometimes when she's been talking all day long, I just get to where I feel like saying, "Oh, Gussie, shut your big fat mouth."
Why, Mousie Gray, you oughtn't to say a thing like that.
Well, I don't say it out loud, Lon, but I must confess I do think it sometimes.
Well, I reckon you ought to even think it, Mousie. Of course, I can sort of understand how you feel.
Now, why do women talk all the time, Lon?
I don't know, Mousie. I reckon I'm the only fellow around here that comes anywhere near to understand them. And I gotta admit, sometimes they even baffle me a little, I think.
Well, how come that you understand them so well, Lon?
Oh, I reckon it's on account I'm a bachelor and I can just sit back and observe married folks and sort of analyze situations. See, I'm a sort of the philosopher type, I believe.
Oh, gee, that must be wonderful.
Oh, it ain't so great. Leastways, I don't think so myself. Others might think it is, of course.
Yes, sir.
Now, you take this trouble Abner's having. There ain't actual nothing to it. All he's got to do is call up Elizabeth and tell her he's sorry and that he ain't actual going on no fishing trip and everything will be all patched up.
Well, why doesn't he do that, then?
Well, he's too stubborn, that's why. Wait a minute. Maybe I ought to do it for him.
Well, that seems like the friendly thing to do.
Yeah, it does, don't it?
Yes, sir.
I never thought about that. I'll never in the world be able to talk Abner into doing it himself. Mm-hmm. So that... Next best thing is for me to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I better do it before he gets back, too.
Yes.
Now, this is the time that friendship counts. Friend in need is a friend indeed. I've always said that.
Yes, sir.
All you need in these things is a little Tom and Bay horse. Hello? Is that you, Elizabeth? Oh, Sister Simpson, what you doing over there visiting? Well, could I speak to Elizabeth? In the kitchen. No, never mind. Don't call her. Just give her this message. Abner told her a while ago he's going fishing tonight, but he ain't actual going fishing. No, Mom. Yes, Mom, you tell her that. All right, goodbye.
Well, that was easy, Lon.
Well, sure, nothing to it. Just have to use your head, that's all. It's funny how just some little thing can straighten out some trouble that way, but how few folks ever bother to do just that one little thing.
Yes, sir.
I bound you that'll make Elizabeth so happy. She'll more likely call Abner right up and tell him she's sorrowful for not speaking to him today.
Oh.
Everything'll be fine and dandy.
Yes, sir. It sure is a wonderful world, isn't it, Ma?
I recollect one time Aunt Charity and Grandpappy Spears had a little squabble.
Hey, Mom, look at all the fishing tackle at Dick Lomi. Hey, look at these here poles here. Did you ever see anything as pretty before in your whole life?
I have to admit that.
Oh, they're dandies.
Might just as well turn right around.
Hey, you got the lunch packed up yet?
No.
Well,
Why?
Well, you better get editing. Let's see now. We ought to have some crackers and some cheese and
pickles.
Wait a minute.
Now, there's a couple of things I got to explain to you.
Yeah, well, you can explain them when we're out in the boat, Lon. We got to get started. What kind of pickles you like best? Dill or sweet?
Ain't
or...
that our ring, Abner?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Well, you better get it.
Yeah, I'll get it. You get to work on that lunch. Hurry up now, Lon. Hurry up now. Hello, John Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Ain't see what I tell you, Melody.
Huh?
You told him already.
Not going fishing.
Listen to this.
Why, of course I'm going fishing. Who'd you hear that from? Well, now, what does Sister Simpson know about it? No, honest, I'm going fishing. Elizabeth, I ain't trying to cover up for something else I'm doing.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to work out very well.
But I am going fishing. Now, don't believe that old gossip. I ain't no such a thing, Elizabeth. I'm going fishing. Now, Elizabeth, honey, don't start crying. Elizabeth? Liz, hello? 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 Dad, blame that Sister Simpson. Now, I reckon where she could have got a hold of such a idea like that.
Well, Abner, just a little bit ago.
Hitch up, Mousy. Yeah, well, hurry up, Abner. If we're going fishing, we better get going. And we better bring back a lot of fish, too, I can tell you.